go. Rock and roll. The one and only by the Velvet Underground. Always fun. So I tried to put these songs in not chronological order per se, but, you know, they make sense in my head. This next one is an artist I would never play on the radio. Not necessarily never, but it's not totally my jam. But this song specifically reminds me of my freshman year here. And, you know, it's when I met all my friends. We used to hang out outside on the green. We all got put in this dorm together, and that's how we met. And every day, every nice day, up until, like, November. So even if it wasn't nice, we'd go outside and we'd set up our hammocks and set up slack lines and bring a frisbee and hula hoops and a speaker, and we'd just hang out and, you know, have the best time ever. And yeah, this song just kind of reminds me of that time. And specifically, I remember one night of freshman year, there was a lunar eclipse. And I remember with my roommates, my current roommates, Molly and Ben, we were listening to this. We went outside in the middle of the night to go look at the lunar eclipse. And I remember Ben was obsessed with this song at the time. And he would always sing the high part super loud, and yeah, it was fun. It would always be silly, and it'd be a nice quiet moment looking at the lunar eclipse, and then you just hear the whoa, and you'll know what I mean. Here is Greta Van Fleet with Light My Love.
Yeah.
Light My Love by Greta Van Fleet. There you go. Except way more, a little more silly than that. But yes, that song reminds me a lot of freshman year because Ben used to sing it a lot. This next song is a Phish song that honestly might be one of their silliest. I don't know, they're pretty silly, so maybe not. But this song is to commemorate all of the fun times I've gone to jam shows. You know, I really got into my jam era while at UVM. Shocking, right? But, you know, I went to countless, maybe not countless, but numerous, you know, Phish and Goose and Dead & Co. and Dark Star Orchestra, Dead Sets, whatever, you name it. But went to a ton of those fun shows, and I made a lot of good friends, especially my one friend, Lindsay. She was my jam girl. She is my jam girl, but we always had a lot of fun going to concerts and stuff. And specifically, we went to, this was always our favorite song to, like, sing together. And I remember before the show, we went to this, like, Mexican food restaurant, and we got a lot of, we got, like, I think I got, like, a burrito, and she got, like, a quesadilla, but there was, like, meat in it, and there was so much meat in it, but we felt bad, like, throwing it away, so we, like, forced ourselves to finish the meat in the in the Mexican food, and, gosh, this is a silly story to be telling on air, but we forced ourselves to finish the Mexican food, and then immediately after, we were like, oh my gosh, we're gonna die, because we've just consumed so much meat. I had the meat sweats. We had the meat sweats! It was so intense, and literally we had to leave the restaurant, walk, like, one singular block, and then sit down in a grassy area for, like, 30 minutes, because we simply couldn't even move from the amount of meat that we consumed. Anyway, super silly and unnecessary, but I think we manifested this song from consuming all that meat. Here is Phish with Meat Stick. Always a fun one. Consider us dancing at MSG, listening to Meat Stick. We'll be right back.
Cause every time you say goodbye,
you say goodbye.
There you have it. That was Meat Stick. Hell yeah, Meat Stick. I like to see it. I like to see it. Yeah. Arguably one of the best fish songs, or at least most fun. Always a fun time with that one. And yeah, it reminds me of my friend Lindsay. This next song is a song that I actually, found out about when I was in Spain, because I did study abroad in Spain for a semester, and actually, you guys, I'm going back. Finally, I know I said that I wanted to, and I did it. I'm going back. And going back in the fall. So hopefully back to Sevilla, where I was, but, that was loud. But, yeah. But anyway, this song reminds me a lot of studying abroad, because I made some Spanish friends, and, you know, I made some French friends, and of course some American friends, but this song was, like, the Spanish song that we would, like, blast it. We had, like, a rooftop pool in our, like, residencia that we lived in, and we would blast this song all day, dance around to it, have fun. You know, drink a beer on the roof. And it was just a super fun one. It's called Todos los Días Sale el Sol. Can't say I did great on the Spanish front while I was there. That's okay, I'm going back. And it's my main goal to learn Spanish, but this song really reminds me of that first time I was in Spain, studying there, and, you know, feeling all the love and the happiness and the joy of being there, dancing around.
Llamos tú y yo.
Qué noche más corta que nunca termina. Qué ganas de verte y comerte la vida. Y ya ha llegado el sol, chispilla y calor.
¡Calor!
¡Ey, chipirón! Todos los días sale el sol, chipirón. Todos los días sale el sol, chipirón. Todos los días sale el sol.
There you go. Todos los días sale el sol. What does that mean? Every day in the sun, I think. But I think chipirón is like a shrimp, which I also find hilarious. Because I love shrimp. Actually, I made this really funny. This just reminded me, that song, again, of this time when we went to a city on the southern coast of Spain, like literally right next to Morocco, called Cadiz. And they have like a carnival celebration where everybody dresses up in their costumes and stuff. And I guess, you know how some years there's like a trendy costume, like maybe last year or 2 years ago, it was like the Barbie Ken movie. So everybody was Barbie and Ken, or like, I don't know who it's going to be this year. Maybe like Taylor Swift, I don't know, Sabrina Carpenter, probably, something like that. But I guess in Spain, like, the costume was like a shrimp, because there were so many people dressed up as shrimp, like in a whole shrimp outfit, and of course, I thought it was the silliest thing ever. So every time I saw a shrimp, I would take a picture with said shrimp, and it was kind of a fun game, because I barely spoke Spanish at the time, and I'd be like, can we take a picture? And then we get into a conversation about, like, you know, where are you from? What are you doing? And I ended up having this whole compilation of, like, 15 images with different shrimp from that night. Anyway, super silly, but super fun. That just reminded me of that. So, chipirón is, like, I think it's a little shrimp, unless it's not. But hopefully it is. Yeah. There's that. I got distracted by that shrimpage. I guess before we continue, it's time for some news and weather. Now, here's a bit of news. I'm not sure. This is you know, maybe this isn't news to society, but this is news to me. So I'm going to share this fact. I don't know if you guys know, but I saw a possum like a month or two ago, and I've been really thinking about that possum ever since. I quite enjoy them. I think they're adorable. And yeah, I just really love a possum. And I recently learned that because of their like low body temperature, or maybe it's high body temperature, one of the two, possums cannot get rabies and most other diseases, and they're generally nice creatures. So essentially, it's like, if you're gonna have a wild animal as a pet, it should be a possum. And of course, I'm delighted to hear this news, because I simply would love to have a possum. An opossum, if you will. That was the piece of news. Currently, it is time for weather. 49 degrees Fahrenheit, low is 45. Yikes. But I was 52. It's only like a 7-degree difference, which is pretty good, I guess, for Vermont. Sun is setting at 8:21 p.m. That's incredible. I can't believe it's almost time for the sun to get, you know, days get shorter again. I don't know who allows that to happen. I surely am not happy about that one. But there we go. News and weather. And let's keep it on going on. This song is another song that reminds me of Spain. Excuse me. There's a lyric in it. I guess I could talk about this one a little bit after. But this is a song that this is a Wilco song, and I didn't really listen to Wilco before coming to college. And I will say, this is one of those songs that it's like, I will forever listen to the song and just like love it. And it's a sweet, slow song, kind of sad, but in a way that's like, in a great way. And this is their most popular song, but I must play it because it deserves it. Thank you.
buildings shake. Voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks. Bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices wide. Skyscrapers are scraping. Turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes are all you can get. Turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes are all you can get. Turning your orbit around.
There you go with Jesus Etc. Wilco. Pretty famous song, but also a lovely song. And that song reminds me, actually, so I'm consider me still in Spain at this time, studying abroad. And one of my best friends that I met there, her name is Eliza. We took a trip to one of the Canary Islands off of the coast of Africa. And we went to, like, the smallest island. And it was crazy because at nighttime, you know, it was, like, so mildly populated, and they had all this, like, light regulation pollution laws or whatever, that it was, like, the most incredible scene of stars you've ever seen in your entire life. Millions and millions of stars you could see with your naked eye. You could see the Milky Way so clear. It was just incredible. And you'd go to the top of the mountains and it'd be like you're in a snow globe of stars. And genuinely, it's something I have never seen in my entire life, and it was, like, one of the most incredible things of all time. Like, in awe, breathtaking, jaw-dropping, silencing, like, incredible stars I've ever seen. And I remember when we were driving there for the first time at night, because we rented a car, I remember this song was playing, actually, and it was like, Jesus, don't cry. You were right about the stars. Okay, I actually think those lines are not next to each other. But, like, every time, and then I remember him being, I remember, like, thinking about that line. You were right about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. And I was, like, thinking about the stars, and I look up, and I was just like, wow, this is a perfect, beautiful moment. It's so celestial, and I don't know. Just incredible. Incredible. So I wanted to play that song, relive that moment a little bit. Awesome. Amazing. I love the stars. This next song is a song that is also very, very famous, and I'm definitely not supposed to be playing it on the radio right now, but I'm gonna do it, because you know what? Last show, hells yeah, and it reminds me a lot of college. Once again, my roommate, Ben, him and I used to sing this song every time. It would come on when we went to the bars. It would come on, you know, if we were listening to music at home, or he would play it on the guitar, and we would always dance around and sing and be just totally happy to this song. And it will always remind me of him and all the fun that we used to have, you know, singing and dancing to it. So here is Paul Simon with 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself. At the risk of being crude, there must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover.
You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Ooh, slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, yourself free.
Fifty Ways to Leave Your Lover, again, always a classic. That one most definitely charted a long, long time ago, but that's okay, because I wanted to listen to it and play it for you guys. It is about 5:42 p.m. That gives us around 18 minutes left. And yeah, let's just keep on moving on. I've got a few more songs for you guys, so that'll be nice. Yeah. Just thinking about it. This next song is a song, actually, that, you know, I love a lot, and it reminds me a lot of last night, because last night I went to a Dead set with one of my best friends, Grace, that I am eternally grateful for meeting her at UVM. Simply one of the best gifts I could have gotten out of coming here was meeting my friend Grace, and she graduated last year, but she still lives in Vermont for now. So we met up last night, went to a little Dead set, and they played this as their last song. And we were just dancing around and hugging, and now every time I listen to it, I'm going to think of my friend Grace and how we danced. I don't know when the next time I'll see her again is going to be, but that's okay. This is a great song, and yeah, very fun, and it's applicable to a lot of things, not just her, but, you know, this place, all the stuff, the people, the radio, WRUV, everything kind of reminds me of this. So here is The Grateful Dead with I Know You Rider.
I know you ride a girl to miss me. wish I was a nigga on a northbound train. I wish I
go, I Know You Rider, classic Grateful Dead, always enjoyable. This next song is a vinyl song that I've played a few times actually on the show because I just love it so much, but I think this might be one of the songs of senior year for me, which is awesome always. And yeah, this song has really played a big part of my enjoyment and my mood and my whatever, just like walking around campus. This song, I feel like, you know, it made me feel like a rock and roll star. So here we go. Here is David Bowie with Moon Age Daydream.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama, papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and rollin' bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. Just walk it like a big monkey bird. And I'm busting up a brain for the world. Ooh. Keep your electric on me, babe. Put your ray gun to my head. Press your space base close to my love. Freak out in a moon age daydream, oh yeah. Don't fake it, babe. Your holy place to be. Make me, baby.
Keep your electric eye.
There you go. Moon Age Daydream, always been one of my favorites. And yeah, Ziggy Stardust was really there for me this year. So that was a lot of fun. Totally. And of course, I got one more song left for you guys. I just want to thank you guys for listening to me babble for these past few years. WRUV has been genuinely part of my favorite parts of being at UVM. So, live, love, college radio, alternative radio, whatever, awesomeness. My name is Ivy. My show is Ivy on the Mountain, and keep tuning in for, you know, DJs to come. There's always awesome new stuff that they're showing you, and, you know, being on WRUV has really shaped me and my music taste for the better. You know, it really forced me to get out of my comfort zone, listen to some new cool stuff. Seriously, I'm way cooler than I was when I got out of high school. Come on. That radio, that was so BS. This time I know what I'm doing a little bit more. Spinning vinyl on air and, you know, awesome stuff. Anyway, this last song, probably another one that I probably shouldn't be playing this one on air, but I'm going to do it anyway because this song is like, this is the song of the year for me and my best friend Stella. So this one goes out to Stella. It's going to remind me of my last senior week of school and like summer and jumping in the lake and just having fun and hanging around with my best friend Stella. For good. Every time I hear this one, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to log off now. So enjoy this last song. Stay tuned for the Trill Detective coming up next. This is the Rolling Stones with Under My Thumb. Song of the year for me and Stella. And yeah, enjoy. Thanks, WRUV.
The way she You've probably heard of the benefits of meditation. Increased mindfulness, focus, productivity, the list goes on. But have you ever taken the time out of your busy schedule to indulge in this ancient practice?